Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said contingency plans have been drawn up in the event that there was any problems with vaccine take-up among the 13 categories of frontline workers. Dr. Gonzalez said everything is going well thus far with regards to vaccination among frontline workers.
In relation to the requirement for vaccination against COVID for a number of frontline and strategic employees, That is going well. I mean, the police is 90-something percent. The teachers are knocking their head up now, something. Oh, I haven't got the final numbers, but it'd be a number close to 80%. Contingency plans had been drawn up all about, and the Ministry of Health, for instance, had drawn up contingency plans just in case that there was a problem with the uptake. But everything is functioning as per normal. You still have some persons to decide whether they're going to take the vaccine in this 10-degree period or not.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, the General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union in Barbados, who represents some of the island's nurses, is preparing industrial action at the height of the public health emergency over a revised COVID-19 safe zone initiative. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 24,974. Internationally, the World Health Organization says more than 60% of the world's cases and deaths were in Europe over the last week. It warns against a false sense of security created by vaccines and stresses the need to be cautious. Some 1.5 million COVID-19 deaths have already been recorded in the WHO's Europe region of 53 countries. Meanwhile, Canada began immunizing children aged 5 to 11 against COVID-19, joining a handful of nations, including Israel and the United States, in offering shots to this age group. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.